Well, that was a great response to last week's disappointing result, wasn't it, today, Juan?
Well, it certainly was. You know, as I said, one game doesn't make a season. Listen, I said I'm not going to lose sleep over last week's result. It was more the performance. I was disappointed, and the boys knew that, but I wanted a response. And at times today, I thought we showed how good we can be, but also at times I thought that, you know, we're a little bit casual in our passing and, you know, played behind ourselves at times. But to come away with a 5-1, you know, I was pleased. It's important to get that off our back after last week, because there was a lot of doom and gloom, you know, losing one game. And you look at it, 21 points out of 24. It's not a bad start, is it, for a team that's meant to be in a crisis after losing one game?
I mean, Andy Waterworth gets all the highlights because of four goals, but there's some great build-up play, some great assists, Bates, Key, I think Burns, I think everybody was assisting today and putting him on the score sheet, weren't they?
Yeah, Andy probably knows I'm probably his biggest critic, because I think at times, you know, I know how good he is, and he showed great composure with his last goal. But, you know, four fantastic goals, team goals. And yes, Batesy's, you know, a handful, he's clever, he can open teams up. You know, Burns there probably told him at half time he needs to do more for me. He's a fantastic footballer. He needs to do that a little bit more. And we've certainly responded, and I'm pleased with what we've got. And, you know, we've just got to keep scoring goals. And probably the biggest disappointment was not getting a clean sheet, because I thought we could have maybe defended it a little bit better. But as I said, yeah, I would have took a 1-0 today after last week, and the important thing was getting the 3 points.
A very assured display in the centre defence by Mark Stafford, wasn't it?
Yeah, big Stafford, you know, it's just getting him up to speed. You know, it's been a bit difficult for him, obviously, at the start, but it's getting him up to speed to where we want him. You know, he played Wednesday night in the reserves there on a plastic pitch. It was touch and go where to fire him in, because obviously you've got Chris Haggerty as well, who's a fantastic player. And it was a toss of the coin, because, you know, they're two very, very good defenders who want to defend right. It's good to see Big Stafford getting a run out tonight and playing. But, you know, we'll dust him down and see how his tightness in his groin is for Tuesday night.
Mark Hockey always seems to be on the score sheet against Warren Point, doesn't he? He's got some important goals in the past.
He is. You know, I said that there, will you get one today? But I want him to defend. It's always a bonus when your defenders can score goals. But first and foremost, you know, I said them, they're there to defend. And that's what I want. But yeah, the big man, you know, he's got the freedom of the city down there. I'm sure he'll be in his local bar tonight, you know, and I'm sure someone will buy him a pint. But no, listen, but Mark, for me, he's very, very good centre half, and I said to him at times, you know, just be a little bit more aggressive, and he knows that. But, you know, if he keeps chirping up with goals, you know, it's fantastic. But also, I told him I want clean sheets at the other end.
Pleasing to extend our lead at the top of the table, keep it going again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, I said this before, don't worry about who or what. You know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You know, and obviously there was people saying, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that after last week, but that doesn't faze me, you know what I mean? There you go, it's a week's a long time in football. You know what I mean? You've just got to dust yourselves down, go to the next one. We won't certainly not get carried away.
County Allen Shield on Tuesday, no complacency, but a chance to maybe give game time to people who need it?
It is a chance, you know. I think at the end of the day, you know, you've got to be careful. We'll see what injuries we've got and who's got wax on their legs with a couple today. But, you know, whatever team we put out, it'll be a strong, strong team. You know, it's a chance to give some of the fringe players in the first team at the moment to stake a claim to play. And we'll turn attention to that now.
We haven't won that for a couple of years, so it would be nice if we could go on a run and maybe win that trophy.
That's all I get. We haven't won this, we haven't won that. I know we all want to win, but it's not easy as that, because no one gives you a right. But, yeah, we want to go as far as we can in every competition. You know, I said to the players, you know, you're just not turning up to make up the numbers. You don't go out to play bad, and we'll certainly not be, you know, underestimating Newington and Tuesday night. You know, they played the reserves a while ago, the Stealing Sons Cup. And, you know, we're going to be a difficult game. We know the pressure's on us. We've got to break them down, but it's certainly one that, you know, the players should thrive on and enjoy.
But it's a weekend where you must be really pleased with the character of the team to bounce back from last week, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I'm certainly. You know, it's important to get that win. And, yeah, look, you know, the important thing was to get the 3 points, and we've certainly done that.
Well done today, Warren, and all the best for Tuesday night.
Thank you.